I would like to call the December 1st, 2022 session of the Whitney Town Advisory Board to order. If everyone would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is that recording yet?
Mm-hmm. Yes, right.
Okay. Let the record show that all members are in attendance. And do we have county introductions?
Hi, everyone. It's Hunter White. I'm a senior planner with Clark County.
I'm Blanca Vasquez, Clark County Commissioner Jim Gibson's office, and then also administrative services.
All right. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or board by majority vote. Item number three. Approval of the minutes for October 13th, 2022.
I make a motion.
Go ahead.
I make a motion for approval of the minutes.
Okay, we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
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 The chair votes aye. All right, item four, the approval of the agenda for December 1st, 2022, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible. A motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, December 1st, 2022, as written.
Okay, we have an motion for approval. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, the chairman votes aye. All right, any informational items?
No, not today.
Okay. That puts that planning and zoning. Item number one, ET22400118, UC0670-16, Legacy Kimberly LLC, a use permit for a third extension of time for a congregate care facility with accessory commercial uses, waiver of development standards for the following: permit a congregate care facility to be adjacent to and assessed from local streets and reduce setbacks. Design review for a congregate care facility on 4.8 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone generally located on the south side of Kimberly Avenue and the west side of Broadbent Boulevard within Whitney. We have an applicant.
Hi, I'm Greg Borgel. B-O-R-G-E-L, if you've forgotten, I haven't been here in, I don't know, 6 months or so. I'll spell my name like the instructions say. I handed out some materials which are designed primarily to remind you that you've seen this before, and what has happened is they, first of all, I probably should leap ahead and say, staff has recommended approval. There are suggested conditions. I've communicated those conditions to the applicant. He hasn't indicated any problem with them. So that's a yes from out there. What actually happened here is you approved this in a different form at the end of last year, and it went to the board at the beginning of this year. And they apparently were operating under the assumption, the applicants, that the approval then, which was good for 2 years, would automatically extend the underlying use permit. Well, that's not how it works. And so I'm here to extend the underlying use permit so that they can proceed. And the building permits are actually awaiting approval. I think this was called to their attention as a problem when they went in and tried to get the permits, and they were told, well, you don't have time enough to use them. Because your application is expiring the week after tomorrow or some such thing. And so I told them to file the extension and that we would come here and we would explain that this is the same project you liked last time. And it hasn't changed in any negative way. It is, however, an enhanced design from the very first time you saw it of several years ago, as we can show you. This is just the site plan to remind you. But they enhanced the elevations last time that you looked at with this brickwork and whatnot, making it a little fancier looking when you approved it back in, December for you, January for the Planning Commission. and we're hoping that you still like it. And I'm here hoping to answer any questions as well.
And is that the end of your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, we'll close this. I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board. Do we have any questions from the board?
I just have a couple. The county is working with you on all these plans, and they're expediting them.
I'm told that the BD one there, the building department, is waiting for us to come in and pay the fees.
Pay the fee.
After we get the extension of time that you're
after here, you pay the money, and then they'll continue.
That's my understanding.
The planning commission on the 20th.
And then you go to the planning commission. Okay. And every time this has been before the board, it's always been a 2-year commencement time frame. And now I see it's another 2 years. What is your...
That's the same standard condition that's
right.
put on these
But
things.
What is your
but
estimation?
But in light of the fact that the one you approved a year ago was good for 2 years, they should not need more than a year. But my easy answer is to accept the staff condition, because they tell me they're going to go pull the permits and get working on this.
Okay, because I mean, this is going back, what, 6 years or so?
Oh yeah, if they weren't in a position where the building department is holding plans awaiting the approval of the extension of time, that would be a different situation.
Well, all the kind of questions I had is just a time frame, because it's really drug out for a long time.
Great. So when do you expect it to break ground?
Well, of course, there's an element of speculation in the holiday season, but they have indicated they'll go pull the building permits that are available promptly. And when at the next step is, of course, that the plans also have to go to Public Works and so forth, because mm-hmm. it involves a public, I don't know if you looked at the suggested conditions, it involves some public work on the streets that abut.
Right.
Which is long overdue in general, and they're trying to cooperate with it. But that is the one thing that might slow down, is getting, my experience with public works projects is they always take a little longer than you expect. And I'm sure they don't want to build it while the county's working on abutting streets. So that could slow them down. But other than that, it should be under construction in 6 months, I would think.
Okay, and build that would take how long?
It's an 18-month project nominally, but they don't need to come back for an extension of time. If they start and they maintain progress, the use permit continues to run, as does the other things.
And then your documents, which are probably like from day one, says that the lot across from Kimberly, north of this new project, is empty. So it's no longer empty. There's 38 homes. So is there any reason that you need to compensate your design for that? How does that affect that neighborhood?
No, it doesn't, except for the participation in the street frontages, which they apparently have solved for their problem.
Right. Okay, thanks.
No, he has no question.
Oh, great. Any further questions?
No.
Okay. Okay, does anyone want to make a motion?
Motion to approve the extension for AT22400118 UC06701616 Lake C Kimberly LLC.
Okay. With staff conditions?
Oh, sorry, with staff conditions. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion to approve with staff conditions. All in favor say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. And
well, thank you very much. I'm willing to recycle those papers I hand out
absolutely.
When I go to the planning commission. But on the other hand, if you want to keep them as souvenirs,
no.
I thought not. But I want to know what we approved.
Thank
you.
Thank
and
you.
I'm kind of sorry to have troubled you, but I guess you would have had some kind of meeting anyway, I suppose.
We need, yes.
No, Glocka says no.
Well, it was nice to see you again. It's been a while.
It has, and not for any reason other than the fact, as I mentioned to you before the meeting, that I've sort of cut back.
Cut back. Well, good for you.
The, admitting that I'm getting old and probably shouldn't be doing 8 items a week.
Yeah.
Moving on to item number 7, general business. I do have one thing. I meant that the Transform Clark County update of the second installment of development code, they're presenting to the Planning Commission on December 6th and the Board of County Supervisors on December 7th. And at transformclarkcounty.com, the online draft will be available on November 29th, so 2 days ago. And then we're having the phone call sometime. On December 8th, they'll have the Zoom call for the stakeholders and people on the committee.
I forgot the happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all of that part.
Thank you very much, Greg.
You too.
So that was, if you want to check that out, and you can, it's the same thing. There's online comment. You can make your comments, and then it'll get all folded in. And you can view the comments that have been made in the past and such. And that's all I had. Anyone else? Any other business?
I just have a couple of questions, if I may.
Yes.
A general discussion. My ongoing issues. I have a question. I had submitted this through Fixit for the YMCA Lodge, and you and I spoke about this a while ago.
Oh, yeah.
And this was back in August, so now I just got a kickback today that it's closed, that the case is resolved. Well, I don't see anything resolved over there, so I don't know how they're closing it out. So, I mean, the fences are all still broken, you know, pushed down. There's still trash on their land, as well as the Elegance.
Okay.
Russell Elegance behind the ATV place. That's still loaded over there as well with the homeless and everything. So.
Right, I will let public response, the chief, know.
But I mean, I was shocked to see this pop up today that they, you know, they decided it was closed.
Then, this is the YMCA. So both cases are closed?
Well, I just got the YMCA today.
Okay.
That's the only one I got back, was the YMCA property.
I sent you an update on it, right?
Yes, yes, you had mentioned.
Was any of the large brush removed?
Not that I could notice. And I saw people walking through there today. Carrying, collecting, whatever.
Okay.
And then I'm going to submit another one because now this is going to be on county property on the Stephanie side of that property. They're right sitting on the borderline between county and private property, and there's a nice enclave there.
The case that you had opened was a homeless encampment case, right?
Correct. I have a copy of it if you want it.
Okay. Does it have the case number on here? It does. No.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Issue ID. Oh, on there, probably on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, there it goes. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. And then the other item, and I don't think I'm the only one sitting at this table that has a problem with it, is the tractor trailer parking throughout the neighborhoods, but specifically on Nellis Boulevard between Tropicana and the Russell, and that whole area there. Either a cab is sitting there without a trailer. The whole trailer and cab are there, or they just drop off flatbeds. And I think there's a flatbed that's been there for the better part of a week. And we spoke about this once before, that these people are well aware of the scheduling that the county has.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody works on weekends. Nobody works on holidays. I don't even know if they work on Fridays. but that's when those trucks are parked there. And the homeless use them, they hide behind them if there's any shrubbery there, and they'll camp out there using that as a blockade to hide out for a while till somebody moves them along.
But I'm seeing they're there from like at 8 and 10 in the morning. Multiple tractor trailers just trailers. So they're there all day.
Hey, what street is it?
Nellis between Trop and between, Russell.
On both sides of Nellis.
Between Trop and
Russell. Okay.
Yeah, it's within the last like month that it's been like every day I'm seeing multiple five, six trucks, trailers just parked there.
You know, apparently the Samboy Stadium can't be used anymore. So is there some way to convert that to truck parking? I mean, that's UNLV property, but.
The stadium? They're parking for the
Otherwise, they have big barricades there, so you can't even get into the park driveway.
So the Sam Boyd Silver Bowl has a deal with the state and with Allegiant that they would not use their stadium.
For any sporting events,
but I don't know if that applies to parking as well. Parking is pretty bad. I mean, if you see the weeds are kind of growing through the asphalt.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that includes the parking or not, but it's a good idea. I can check in with.
Oh, to use that as a trailer parking?
It's not our property.
Huge lots.
Yeah, it's not Clark County's property.
Sure. It's what I said. I think it is UNLV, isn't it?
I'm sure there's some liability.
Yeah. So there. But I mean, if it's because what I've read is the Raiders paid them not to use the facility, right?
Yeah.
So it's just sitting there and.
Yeah, but I don't know if that includes like the parking. So I will I'll check in and see if that's something they'd be interested in having a dialogue about. Yeah. But it's not ours.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I will also turn into the constable's office the truck parking on Nellis between Trump and
Russell. And if somebody wants some overtime, I'm sure they can make some revenue for the county.
Okay.
I'll cover their overtime.
Yeah. Put some boots on those trucks. They make truck size boots.
Do they make boots for them? That's
them
true.
Get the message across.
Yeah. Anything else?
I'm going to really speak mostly for the board here right now, but I know you guys live in a HOA type areas and stuff, and the Metro is having their first Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday the 5th.
Well, they'll be starting back up?
Yes, and it's going to be in person, but usually they have a speaker or, you know, some sort of, speaker. But this session is going to be like meet your officers. So if you have any issues within your community that you want to bring up, it's a perfect opportunity because you have one-on-one with the officers. So if you guys want to spread the word to your neighbors, I think it would be a good idea.
It would be this coming Tuesday.
This coming Tuesday the 5th, and it's at the area command over there, and it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It used to be 6.
Southeast area.
I know.
It's the Southeast area command.
Southeast area on Harmon.
What time are the trucks parked?
The names?
What time are the trucks parked?
Anywhere from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock the next.
All day?
All day. Okay. I mean, you go down there today, there's an empty flatbed. Yeah. Big flatbed sitting there.
And 8 because I just went off and I'm coming back into the neighborhood at 7:45 and they're...
Oh, yeah, they're there overnight. Yeah.
So we leave at 7:30. Yeah. So.
Yeah, they're still parking by on Broadbent by the park there.
Okay, well I can.
They're parking perpendicular to the parking stalls.
Also on Broadbent, and where?
Broadbent and Russell.
And Russell.
Yeah, the soccer field there.
Next to the soccer field.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Next to the Silver Bowl.
No.
Okay.
It'll be
okay. Okay. Comments by the general public.
Yeah, I think she wanted to say something.
She said she's going to wait.
Oh, okay.
Till the next one, right?
Yeah.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. Clearly state your name and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Comments by the general public?
I just want to say thank you for being our chair, because it's our last one of this term.
That's
and
right.
So thank you for leading us and doing a really good job.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's our last
Did
meeting.
Did we cancel the next meeting?
Huh?
Did we cancel the next meeting?
I don't know. You have the schedule.
Isn't it like Christmas?
Why? Yeah, we still have one more meeting.
We do.
December 1st.
We just.
So I won't know.
Take that back.
I won't know for 2 weeks unless there's any zoning item. So right. If a zoning item appears, then yes, we would still be meeting.
It could be the
15th.
Right.
But just in case.
And the 29th.
Well,
but it depends. Wow. It just depends if we have zoning items. So I was like,
well,
just
traditionally.
Usually. That's right.
This is a
low.
It's very quiet.
Should this be your last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yes.
Anyone else? Do you have anything? Okay, you're just observing? Okay.
And
we'd love to have you
Anita,
come.
Yeah, Anita has applied to be on the town board.
Nice.
All right.
So with that, the next meeting is scheduled for December 15th, 2022. And with that, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Yeah.